It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
People's Choice Awards are in, and there are a whopping 43 categories this year. Dang! Voting takes place until October 18th. You can vote up to 25 times a day. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Cardi B, The Lion King, Walking Dead, Riverdale, This Is Us were amongst the top nominated. Okay, so the biggie is always Movie of 2019. Avengers Endgame is up against Toy Story 4, Captain Marvel, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, Lion King, John Wick Chapter 3, and Spider-Man Far From Home. Who would you give the People's Choice Awards to?
Gotta be honest, I've seen none of those, so I can't vote.
You haven't seen any of those movies?
No, I need a movie theater hookup. When I used to work in another market, I got to see as many movies as I wanted for free.
All the movies.
Have you seen any of those movies?
I think I've seen like one. I know, what's wrong with us?
We are pathetic.
I'm impressed that John Wick, though, Chapter 3 is in the mix with like Avengers and Toy Story 4.
Keanu Reeves,
wow.
Baby.
Yeah,
he's a
baby.
Star.
Those awards are going down November 10th on E! Well, the Kelly Clarkson Show airs September 9th, and poor Kelly was uber nervous to record her first show. One problem, her guest didn't show up, and that's because it was Kevin Hart.
But because Kevin couldn't be here, one of his good friends stepped the heck up. He left his honeymoon to come here. This is real. Left his honeymoon. His wife probably hates me. to come here and take Kevin's place. And this is my first guest ever. Yeah. Give it up for Dwayne Johnson, y'all!
So isn't that cool? So poor Kevin, of course, was in that horrific car wreck last weekend, needed surgery. So The Rock leaves his honeymoon and is her first guest.
I was in an accident. I just need to know who's on it. I need someone to come get him. He's in a house.
In a house, okay. And he was in a car accident earlier tonight, or what happened?
Yes, earlier tonight. I don't know what happened. He's not coherent at all.
Oh, so that was just posted by TMZ. Now, that's the audio from Kevin Hart's home from his security when he suffered that rollover crash.
So wait, he didn't go straight to the hospital? He went home first? That makes me wonder if something did happen.
Right?
Because it's like, I understand
there's more details coming out. A caller, like a female caller, this is the caller about the accident. His security team swooped in to grab him.
Yeah.
The weird thing to me is that the other couple that was supposedly like driving, they left there trapped in the car, like just grabbed Kevin.
No evidence.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of getting fishy. It's very fishy.
It's very fishy, but Kevin did just undergo back surgery, and everyone's saying he is just going to be fine. But I'm telling you, I feel like more details are going to come out because this just seems a little fishy to me. But let's move on to something really awesome and exciting. Oprah is launching a wellness arena tour early 2020.
Hi, everybody. I have some good news to share. I'm going on tour. We're calling it 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus. Come spend the day with me as I share lessons about my own wellness journey. Ooh, I've had my share of life's ups and downs, and help you write the next chapter of your own journey.
Oprah's got that Weight Watchers money, girl.
I would totally go to this. Oprah's 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus. It'll begin January 4th in Fort Lauderdale. Then she'll make stops in major cities like LA, San Francisco, Atlanta, Dallas, and in New York. It is in conjunction with Weight Watchers, but I love everything Oprah does, so I'm going to try to get tickets.
All right, well, if you get an extra ticket, I will go with you, Mackenzie.
Would you really?
Yeah, I think that would be a really fun thing to go check out.
Oh, Oprah.
I just want to have her stand up like, you get a packet from Weight Watchers. You get a packet.
Yes.
Mackenzie with the garbage.